Welcome, everybody. Lovely to have you with us for morning prayer on this, what is it, the second Sunday after Trinity?
It is.
Is that right?
That is right.
Excellent.
Hope you've got your orders of service in front of you as we begin. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Blessed are you, sovereign God, creator of all. To you be glory and praise forever. You founded the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. In the fullness of time, you made us in your image. And in these last days, you have spoken to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. As we rejoice in the gift of your presence among us, let the light of your love always shine in our hearts, your Spirit ever renew our lives, and your praises ever be on our lips. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind as we rejoice in the gift of this new day. So may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Well, our psalm this morning is part of Psalm 92, and our refrain, which we say together, is, "You, O Lord, shall be exalted forevermore. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to tell of your love early in the morning and of your faithfulness in the nighttime, upon the ten-stringed instrument, upon the harp, and to the melody of the lyre. You, O Lord, shall be exalted forevermore. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your acts, and I sing aloud at the works of your hands. O Lord, how glorious are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. You, O Lord, shall be exalted forevermore. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree and shall spread abroad like the cedar of Lebanon. Such as are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be vigorous and in full leaf, that they may show that the Lord is true. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
You, O Lord, shall be exalted forevermore.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
And our first reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning at verse 6. So we are always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we do have confidence, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense for what has been done in the body, whether good or evil. For the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And we say the responsory, it's all alternating lines. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead,
and Christ shall give you light.
You have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead.
Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth.
And Christ shall give you light.
When Christ, our life, appears, you will appear with him in glory.
Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light.
And our gospel reading is from Mark chapter 12, beginning at verse 41. It was the Monday before Passover in Jerusalem, the day after Jesus had entered the city on a donkey, and Jesus was teaching in the temple. He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. In his 1891 novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray, Oscar Wilde observes that nowadays people know the price of everything and the value of nothing. And this incident, which Steph's just read to us from Mark's Gospel, shows that this inability to discern the difference between price and value is nothing new. The onlookers in the temple court saw only the two small coins. They didn't see what they were really worth to the widow or what her gift was really worth to God. So let me ask you, how much are you worth? What value would you place on yourself? The human body is mostly, and I say mostly, I'm talking about 99%, made up of six common elements: oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, calcium, and phosphorus. The remaining 1% is mostly potassium, sulfur, sodium, chlorine, and magnesium. None of these is in themselves very valuable. Our price as scrap would be very small. Not many of us are billionaires. Not many of us are captains of industry or commanders of armies or cabinet ministers. Not many of us are Olympic athletes or premiership footballers or prominent broadcasters. Not many of us would shake the City of London or worry the Bank of England if we chose on a whim to withdraw all our assets. As a financial proposition, we are not much to write home about. So, how much are we worth? And when it comes down to it, what is anything worth? Edvard Munch was an unregarded painter working in Norway at about the same time as Oscar Wilde was writing. In fact, the year after Wilde published The Picture of Dorian Gray, a Berlin art professor described Munch's art as worthless. Munch couldn't afford oils or canvas. He drew on cardboard with crayons and pastels to create his pictures. But a few years ago, in New York, a version of Edvard Munch's 1895 pastel drawing, The Scream, sold at auction for £75 million. Crayon on cardboard, my dears. And the lesson is simple. A thing is worth whatever someone will pay for it. Ask any antique dealer or used car salesman or anybody trying to get a foot on the property ladder. So, how much are you worth? How much is any of us worth? You may be no more than a random collection of assorted chemical elements, but to Jesus, you are worth more than gold, more than diamonds, more, in fact, than his very life. Of course, Jesus knows what you're made of. He made you. He also loves you with an undying love. Your worth to Jesus is incalculable, utterly beyond price. But there is a second and equally important question. Not just how much do you think you're worth, but how much is Jesus worth to you? Is a rich man worth more than a poor man? A stranger worth less than a friend? Is a baby worth more than an old man? Your beginning worth more than your end? Is a president worth more than his assassin? Does your value decrease with your crime? Like when Christ took the place of Barabbas, would you say he was wasting his time? Well, how much do you think you are worth? Will anyone stand up and say, would you say that your life is worth nothing until someone is willing to pay? I suppose that you think that you matter. Well, how much do you matter to who? It's much easier at night than with friends and bright lights, than much later alone in your room. Do you think they'll miss one in a billion when you finish this old human race? Does it really make much of a difference when your friends have forgotten your face? Oh, how much do you think you are worth? Will anyone stand up and say, would you say that a life is worth nothing until someone is willing to pay? If you heard that your life had been valued, that a price had been paid on the nail, would you ask what was traded, how much and who paid it, who was he and what was his name? If they told you that his name was Jesus, would you say that the price was too dear? Held to the cross, not by nails, but by love, it was you broke his heart, not the spear. Would you say you are worth what it cost him? You say no, but the price stays the same. If it don't make you cry, laugh it off, passing by. But remember the day when you throw it away, that he paid what he thought you were worth. So how much do you think he is worth? Will anyone stand up and say, tell me, what are you willing to give him in return for the price that he paid?
So let us turn to prayer. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord of the church, we praise you for your abundant goodness. Build us up in faith, hope, and love. Renew us in the power of your Spirit, and set us on fire with the love of Christ. We give you thanks this morning for Robert's ministry among us. We pray for a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit as he answers your call, and a fresh anointing on us as we look to the future. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. God, our Father, creator of all things, bless the nations of the world with peace. Give wisdom to rulers and those in authority. Draw men, women, and children of every nation to live in harmony one with another. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Give skill, sympathy, and resilience, O God, to all who care for the sick. And grant wisdom to those who work in medical research. Strengthen them by your Spirit, that through their work disease may be overcome and many may be restored to health. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Merciful God, we entrust to your tender care any who are ill or in pain. And especially this morning, we pray for Jacques, Jen, Catherine, Brian, Jennifer, Jean, Jane, Alan, Dennis, Roy, Christine, Prissy, Mike, Aileen, Rosemary, and others known to us. May they know your presence when danger threatens, and your everlasting arms to hold them safe. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We remember with thanksgiving those whom we love but see no longer. Especially we give thanks today for the lives of Pam Hilton, Mavis Pope, Jean Woodley, and Diana Hogg. We pray for their families and friends and all who mourn. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And the collect for the day. Lord, you have taught us that all our doings without love are nothing worth. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this for your only Son, Jesus Christ's sake, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. He is for you. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Amen. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We hope you have a lovely day. The coffee morning is on Wednesday. Robert and I are going away for a few days, but we'll be back here. I'll be back here next Sunday, Zoom and conference call, and services going on at St. Peter's. And I can't remember where I am in the valley next week, but I'm somewhere.
You're in the valley.
I'm in the valley next week.
Yeah.
Hopefully not in the valley of the shadow of death, but in the in the X valley.
Oh, it's all fun here. Anyway, I just want to say thank you so much, everybody, particularly for this last year and a half. It's been lovely to travel this journey with your company, and I'm grateful for that. I'm not going far. Steph's not going anywhere. I'm not going far. And we'll still be around. And I hope to bump into you in Tesco's from time to time, or possibly Morrison's. Other supermarkets are available. And thank you very much for your company on this journey and for your prayers. And God bless you all.
Yeah.
Hurrah.
God bless you. Have a great day.
Yeah. See you all soon. See you soon. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
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 Thank you.